Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Roma International Film Festival and the 9th edition of Alice in the City, Alice nella Città, and today I'm in company of Morgan Matthews, director of X Plus Y, screening here in competition. So welcome, Morgan.
Hello, very nice to be here.
So that's your first feature film, and you actually did a documentary on almost the same topic, so that it's called Beautiful Young Minds, and it was about this math prodigy, Daniel Lightwing, is that correct?
That's right. So about 8 years ago, I made the documentary, Beautiful Young Minds, and it featured a number of young people, British people, on the mathematical team on their journey towards the International Mathematical Olympiad. And Daniel was one of those students. And in some ways, his story inspired the feature film X Plus Y.
So I was wondering, how did you base the characters on? Did you base them on on Daniel and other people you met during the documentary, or you sort of created a mix among different people?
It's very much a mix. So I didn't see much purpose in simply remaking the documentary exactly as I made it originally in a feature film. I mean, for me, making the documentary introduced me to this world and these characters who I thought were wonderful and fascinating and I would never have otherwise known about. But they were also struggling with some universal themes. And I felt that this journey towards the International Mathematical Olympiad was a fascinating one. But they were also at this time in their lives when they were young people, they were adolescents, teenagers. So they were going through changes, natural changes that we all go through. But also, they were sometimes struggling to fit into the world in other ways. Not all of them, I should say, but a couple of the team members were on the autistic spectrum. They found aspects of communication quite difficult. They just found fitting in quite difficult. And so for me, it was a very interesting time to be with them, because at this time, when they were perhaps feeling isolated from the world and at odds with it, when actually in the future, these would be the people who were shaping our world, shaping our future, because they are so gifted. But at the time that I met them, they were finding things quite difficult.
I was thinking that actually this film, yes, it's about Nathan and his difficulties to his struggles to fit in the world, and that's after all a coming of age story, and we could all relate to Nathan, even if we're not in the autistic spectrum or we didn't have those particular difficulties, but still it is something that you can easily relate to. It is difficult. He loses his father when he's young, he's a child, and this is something that we could all go through, and it is something that would be difficult for every child and every adolescent to elaborate.
Absolutely. I mean, there are the themes in the film are really very universal. I mean, it's about love and trying to understand what love is. It's about your first love. And we all, I hope, experience our first love at some point. And it's also about loss and grief and coming to terms with loss. And at some point in all of our lives, we'll experience those things. For Nathan, it's particularly difficult because he finds the emotional world, he doesn't understand it. It doesn't make sense to him. It's not logical. So it hurts him, and he retreats into the mathematical world, which is the world that he understands. It makes sense, it's rational. He can find the answers to mathematical problems where he can't find the answers to the emotional ones.
How did you end up doing the documentary and the film in the first place?
Well, I was making some documentaries for the BBC about unusual competitions, and I made a film about the World Taxidermy Championships. I made a film about the World Hairdressing Championships, a $1 million pigeon race, and also the World Elvis Impersonating Championships. And on that journey, whilst I was making those films, a producer that I was working with introduced me to the International Mathematical Olympiad. And I thought, oh, well, I'm not sure that we've got room for another film because we're already doing all of these films. But then I went to meet the boys, they're mostly boys on the team, and the team leader. And I thought they were just wonderful. And so we decided that we had to make another film.
And how did you choose and your main actors? There's Asa Butterfield, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. And you had Sally Hawkins, Ralph Paul, and incredible as always, Eddie Marsan.
Absolutely. No, so we were very lucky with the cast. And Asa Butterfield, who is 17 now, and people will maybe remember him from some very big films that he's been in. So most recently he was in Ender's Game with Harrison Ford and Ben Kingsley, and he's the lead in that film. He was in Hugo, which is Martin Scorsese film, and he was also the lead in that film when he was I mean, it was only a few years ago, but he was he looks very different. He was maybe 12 or 13 whilst he was making that movie. Now he's 17 and he's twice the size, you know, about 6 foot tall. He's just shot up. So but he'd been in some very big films, and so he was known to me. We met a few times. He really understood the themes of the film. He has this incredible ability to portray a lot without necessarily saying a lot, because Nathan is a character, because he's so shy, he doesn't actually say a great deal. But Asa, very subtly, is able to convey so much about what's going on inside Nathan without actually saying it.
And so, and how did you manage to get Sally Hawkins involved, for example?
Well, Sally is a wonderful actress, and people will recognize her for many roles. Most recently, perhaps Blue Jasmine. She was nominated for the Oscar for supporting actress just last year. One of, I think, the best actresses in the UK, if not the world. So we were very lucky to have Sally. But I had seen Sally on stage in a play called Constellations with Rafe Spall. So this is a theatre piece, and it's just the two of them, Rafe and Sally, on stage for the entire duration of the performance. And it's an extraordinary feat of acting. And I understood that they already had this great chemistry and great friendship, and that they loved working together. So for me, when I saw them both on stage, I felt that this was a very natural pairing and felt very confident about bringing them together for X plus Y. So yes, we made the approaches and we were lucky to get them both.
As I was telling you before starting the interview, I read this Toronto Film Festival review about your film, and he was said something that I felt, but I didn't know how to process it. And then when I read it, I thought that it was true, and that is that you managed to get the audience involved and engaged in all the stories, not only the main story. And the story of Nathan, his involvement with this young Chinese girl, Zhang Mei, but also the story of his mother, played by Sally Hawkins, and his teacher. So you sort of want to see it all. I mean, you would like to see another film to see what happens between them, and if she can have a different life and, I don't know, and start over again.
Yes, I mean, I think for me, there were a number of stories and a number of characters going on in the film, but it's very important that you care about each of them. And when I'm making a documentary, I care for the people in the films that I make. I hope, trust me, I trust them, we have a friendship. I think their story is important, and I value what they have to say, and I appreciate the bravery that they with which they contribute to a documentary. So I think just that, I suppose, natural instinct to sort of care about people in the films that you make, I hope transfers over into the feature film. And for me, I think if I care about the people in the film, then I hope that I can make other people care about the people in the film. And I don't really see the point personally in making a film where you don't really care about any of the people. I don't really see the purpose in that. So I hope that people can be invested in each of the characters and each of their stories and understand them and empathize with them and feel some connection with them or some commonality with that experience. Because again, these are things that everybody goes through. They're both big things and small things, you know? It's sort of everyday stuff, but everyday stuff is sometimes big, and that's what documentaries are about, or that's what my documentary's about. I'm interested in I'm interested in just everyday people, ordinary people.
What do you expect from this young audience that you have here? Were you nervous about, because in my experience they're more demanding. It's very satisfying in the end, but it's something that it's different when you're relating to them than when you're like doing, I don't know, a Q&A with adults.
Well, it was very funny. We arrived for the screening in a very big theater, and there are 2,000 school children who were very, very noisy. And then the microphones, we went to go on stage to introduce the film, and the microphones didn't work, and the kids were making all this noise, and you know, it was actually really, I quite enjoyed it, because again, from the films that I've made, I've worked a lot with young people, and I think it's fantastic that this film is reaching a younger audience over here. And they were quite boisterous and they were quite excited. And I remember what that was like going on a school trip, because, you know, it's a day off school and they are from different schools in Rome. So they were all kind of checking each other out in the other schools and that sort of thing. And you can sense that atmosphere going on, and it's quite lively. So not like an usual cinema audience, but a good audience. And then the film started, and then everybody went quiet. And they were very respectful of the film, and I hope that means that they enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Morgan Matthews, for being here with us on Fred Film Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, Alice nella Città, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.